You're listening to Vatican Radio. A delegation from the US state of Louisiana was among special guests meeting with Pope Francis during his weekly general audience on Wednesday. Led by Governor John Bel Edwards, the delegation asked the Pope to bless the pioneering work that is going on in Louisiana to prevent human trafficking and to protect victims who've been trapped in this modern-day slavery. That work includes special training for police officers and the opening of a shelter for 16 young women in a secure location near the city of Baton Rouge. Just before the audience, I spoke to Governor Edwards and to Father Jeff Bailly, pastor of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Zachary, to find out more. I'm going to start with you, Father Jeff Bailly. Tell us why you're here in Rome today.
I had the opportunity, I do television, I produce for Catholic TV in the United States out of Boston. And years ago, I was here in like 2001 doing programs. I met Sister Eugenia Bonetti. Her passion is contagious. Here is a lady who, as the Holy Father has identified, the Mother Teresa for trafficking victims around the world. She's touched my heart, the hearts of the people in my parish. Consequently, she's addressed the legislature, law enforcement. She's had a profound impact on, first of all, our awareness of the scourge that the Holy Father refers to of human trafficking. And secondly, on our desire to fight that. And we're here because there is an effort underway. It's been an incredible partnership between our governor, state agencies that are necessary, law enforcement, our legislators, a couple senators who are here, and my group, Metanoia, kind of the umbrella under which we will operate. But it's been an incredible opportunity to see a state reach out and say, slaves no more. We need to care for these kids.
Governor John Bel Edwards, you're part of the group here meeting with Pope Francis. This is something of a unique initiative, isn't it, for the United States?
It is. This is the first of its kind where you have a cooperative endeavor between a state and a private entity to partner to and make sure that we're taking care of victims of human trafficking. And it's not just the state and the entity. It's multiple agencies within the state because police officers have always looked at individuals engaged in prostitution, for example, as criminals themselves. And so we're having to retrain police officers to know that many of these are victims. It's not something akin to slavery. It really is slavery. It's modern-day slavery. That's the way the Holy Father speaks of it. And so we're here because many of the best practices around efforts against human trafficking are here in Europe, in Rome. And so we're here to learn some of those. Obviously, we'd like to have the Father's blessing on our endeavors as well. So we're excited to meet with him.
It's true, isn't it, that Louisiana at one point, a decade or so ago, was topping the national statistics for human trafficking cases.
Yeah, unfortunately, Louisiana is a hotbed for that activity. We have about 15 million tourists a year who come in primarily to New Orleans. But we also have a highway system, we call it an interstate, that runs from California to Florida that comes across southern Louisiana. And so whether these victims are victims of their place of origin, their destination, or transit, it all impacts Louisiana.
Where do most of these victims come from, as far as you know?
I don't know that there's one single place, but we do know that as we have large events, whether it's a big celebration, a festival, a Super Bowl, or any of these things, these victims get brought in to Louisiana, and they are made to perform services to individuals who come to Louisiana, and some of them are obviously Louisiana natives. I don't want to pretend that this problem exists wholly outside of our state, and the demand is not there from people in our state, but it's really a tragic circumstance, and we have to do much better in Louisiana and around the country.
And yet, with this initiative, statistics have shown a big impact, haven't they? You're making a difference, and the cases are dropping.
Absolutely. We're making a difference. And if you focus on the crime will go somewhere else because it's easier for them to be somewhere else. But identifying these victims and making sure that state police treats them differently and treats them as victims, not as criminals. And then you have to have a place to take care of them. And that's what Metanoia is doing with this shelter, this house that they are building right now.
Tell us something about this house, Father Jeff, how it came about and how many people, for example, it will be able to care
for. Sure. One of the things that, maybe your listener's not aware of is just how regulated life is in the United States, and especially when you deal with juveniles, the vast amount of regulations. And so Having to undertake this for the good of juveniles has added to us many layers of bureaucracy that, quite honestly, were just overwhelming. That's where, thanks to Governor Edwards, Senator Ronnie John, Senator John Alario, they really said, tell us what you need. Tell us how to make this work. We want you here taking care of our kids. And that's been a great blessing. You know, I've had Aaron Neville and I have a CD out together. I've got a couple books out. All that money's gone to this corporation, Metanoia. And that's resulted in $1.5 million. And that's going to build our first phase. So anyway, how do you pay someone to care for a 15-year-old child who's performed 2,000 sexual favors? I've been forced to do that. Where does that child find a soul, their sense of worth? So an hourly employee can't do that. So I told Sister Eugenia, I'll do this. $1.5 million is there, but I need nuns. I'm not going to do it with paid employees.
You need professionally trained people.
Yeah, thanks be to God. Mother Paula Iacovone here in Rome has agreed to send us 4 religious sisters. We will house 16 children at a time. The length of stay, it depends. If the kids have been trafficked for a month, if kids have been trafficked for 4 years, you never know. So the needs will vary. What we want to do is allow a child to, first of all, feel safe and secure. Give them some sense of worth, some sense of God, and then give them some life skills that allow them to leave us one day and feel like they've got something to make a living with other than what they've been forced to use in the past.
What is the general support that you're receiving, for example, from the parish, from the diocese? What kind of response have you had to this initiative?
Everyone has been really grateful for this initiative. A lot of people's gratitude and praise does not always reach their pocket. You know, it comes out of their mouth, but doesn't reach their pocket. And as the governor was saying, we had 2 great flooding events. Well, you know, I lost 1,600 homes in my little community. When people don't have a home, you don't go say, hey, will you take, you know, that's been impacted. The charitable dollar has been impacted.
By the natural disasters you've had.
Absolutely. But people who know about it have been really touched by it and generous, and we expect that to continue with the leadership and support of a lot of good people.
And you're hoping that it will be an example, a model that other places around the United States can also pick up on and follow.
Right. We have a tremendous responsibility to succeed, not just on behalf of the victims, but so that this effort can be replicated elsewhere. You know, for example, we've had to work through numerous issues as a state to make sure that we give the proper licenses, which really didn't exist for a facility of this type, so that these young ladies can receive the treatment that they need, whether it's health care or counseling, but without the necessity of their parents, because they don't always have those relationships. Or it could be the parents who have actually inflicted this upon them. And so we've been working with the Hospitaller Sisters of Mercy, who are going to be there with Father Bahi and others, to make sure that we confer upon them all the authorization that they need to treat these young ladies effectively. And when we're successful, we really would like for other states around the country to replicate this effort, because I am amazed that the attention that this effort is getting, knowing that we're going to be treating 16 young ladies at a time when there are millions out there who are suffering this, and the idea that the Pope would spend time with someone who's trying to treat 16 young ladies just highlights how critically important this is.
He has made it a priority. He has called it a crime against humanity. It is right at the top of his agenda.
He spoke about it Sunday at the Angelus, and I happened to be there. I didn't know he spoke about it at the time. I had to get the Pope app and read it and see what he spoke about. But yes, he did. And so obviously this is a focal point of his efforts as Pope right now.
Our Holy Father, John Paul II, spoke of a culture of death. This is one more step in the devaluation of the dignity and the sanctity of human life. If I can take an unborn baby and advertise fresh hearts or livers, you might sound like a real humanitarian selling a whole 12-year-old. But it all goes back to that. And for our male listeners, guys, let me tell you something. We're the consumers. We are the ones who make this business happen. And every time you participate in that, you're creating a deficit in the dignity of human life. And for everyone who thinks that internet porn is victimless, baby, someone is making those kids do that stuff. They're not there voluntarily, and you're paying the money that makes it worth their while to kidnap these kids and force them into that. So you may have never picked up one of these children, you know, on a roadside, but you make that possible. Please, God, if we want to fight this, it's not just those of us who are rescuing the kids. We have got to destroy the market that allows human life to be so denigrated. And if you have any part in that, you're part of the problem. We invite you to be part of the solution. Our website is Metanoia, M-E-T-A-N-O-I-A, metanoia-inc.org. And please visit that. We need your prayers. We need your support. Those who can, we need your financial help.
My thanks to Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and to Father Jeff Bailly, pastor of St. John the Baptist Church in Zachary near Baton Rouge.